Message number 24. Quest for Wealth. Tuesday, November 30, 2010 at 12:00. My beloved daughter, concentrate and listen to what I have to say. You are now in the throes of a transition from the time you received the first message to the present ones. Please understand that these messages are coming from me, and please stop your doubts now. This will enable you to concentrate on the work for which you have been called. In relation to matters which are occurring in the world, it is now becoming clearer by the day what the evil world order are trying to inflict on the world. The United Nations, one of the many fronts for this new world order, are trying to stamp out all my teachings and will use every lethal weapon at their disposal to do this. Fear not, because my believers will fight hard and will not deny me, especially in those countries which are consecrated to me and who have a devout and unshakable faith. They will not stand back and allow this. But for many, because of the costs involved in ensuring that their children are guided in the light, they will be powerless. As explained to you before, the wrath of my eternal Father is about to be shown on the earth as man inches nearer and nearer in their attempts to disown me. The world looks the same. People seem the same. The world of television with its rose-tinted appeal seems the same. People bury their heads in the sand. They think that the world will continue as it is. Sadly, they are mistaken. My duty to my children is to save you, not to allow you continue to be sucked into an empty vacuum of promises, empty dreams, and false ambitions. These are the pleasures to which you gave allegiance for many, many years. These are the promises that those of you through no fault of your own were convinced was the path to follow for self-worth, self-gain, self-reward. You were told to look after number one, whatever the cost, the number one being you. You, with your ambitions, lust for wealth for yourself and your children, desire to become better than your brothers and sisters, and a constant relentless quest for self-acclaim, were fooled. These ambitions were fed to my children through the appeal and gloss of these ambitions by the deceiver. Many of my children will laugh at this message and say that this is not true. Unfortunately, the deceiver exists, and most of my children do not accept that he does. He is cunning in that he hides behind things, people, acts, and appealing incentives. His glamorous allure means that today, if you ask a person which they would accept, money or a chance to reunite with their lost families, and they will opt for money. Ask another if they would betray their brother or sister for material gain, and the answer will be yes. Ask a young child if they would trade their simple life for a life of wonder and excitement, and the answer will be yes. Why then do my children find it hard to understand that once the grand prize has been awarded to them, do they then feel they need more and more? A wealthy man who gains once will constantly continue to attain more. The reason for this is that Satan's gifts leave a raw, empty feeling inside you that you do not understand. So you continue in your quest to seek out more, and it is usually at the expense of the welfare of your neighbor. No man gains huge wealth without the people he met on the way suffering to some degree. No person who gains fame will get there unless someone else has had to do without. A man that does not share his wealth is doomed. A person who has nothing tends to share more than those who have been blessed with material comforts. My teachings cannot be watered down. Why do my children ignore these teachings taught by my apostles since the new scriptures were produced? Why do they not heed the doctrine they contain? Do they believe that they were written by my disciples so that people would not listen? These teachings have not changed since I left this earth. They are there for a reason. You can change their interpretation, water down, add new meaning, or delete some parts, but one thing will remain. And that is the truth. The truth will always stay the same. It cannot and will not be changed to suit mankind. Heed this now. Sit up and listen. You cannot expect to follow this route and enter my Father's kingdom. Many of you justify the wealth and glory you gain and attribute this to luck. What you may not realize is that many of you sold your souls to the evil one in the process. Some of my children do know that they have committed this grave sin and think nothing of it. Others genuinely believe that they are simply doing the best for themselves and their families, but they must understand that financial security is acceptable quest for luxury and wealth is not. The reality is that vast amounts of wealth are gained through sin. Wealth that may be gained without sin will lead to sin. Despite the teachings of my Father's church throughout the world, people still do not accept my teachings. Wealthy people who strive for material gain have won God. Poor people who strive for wealth have won God. They are both the same. Money. Money is useless if it is acquired dishonestly and where those less fortunate do not benefit from the experience. Money, material wealth, and all good things gained by those people who consider themselves fortunate must be shared among those who need it. Money given away to charity is meaningless if it is done in order to seek glory or attention. Be assured that with the evil that is being planned now in the world, when the desire to leave you with empty pockets becomes a reality, only then will you realize how little value money holds. When they, the evil entity, take over your money and render you powerless to touch it without agreeing to their terms, then you will finally realize that you will need an alternative route to happiness. Your money will be worthless. You will need then to survive the way of the jungle. Those with survival instincts will find it easier than those who never had to work on their bended knees before. Seeds to grow your own food will mean more to you than $1 million. A simple fruit will mean more to you than a flashy car. Because when you are stripped bare, you will call out to your Maker, your Creator. It is then and only then you will realize that all that matters is the love in your heart. Because without love you cannot grow, nor can you enter my Father's kingdom. Think now. Be careful in your quest for wealth. Stop now before it is too late. Share and divide and follow my path. This is a tough lesson for my children who feel a sense of insecurity. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.